This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last Monday morning, June 8th, the body of a kayaker was found on Yellowstone Lake in Yellowstone National Park. People out boating on Yellowstone Lake discovered the body of a 41-year-old man, Brandon Ray, of Denver, Colorado, floating in the water near Rock Point on the northwest shore of the lake near Bridge Bay. National Park Service rangers responded to the scene and recovered Ray's body, along with a capsized kayak and Ray's personal belongings. The incident is under investigation. It's believed that Ray was visiting the park alone, since no one had reported him missing until his body was discovered. A dramatic fire at the City of Livingston garbage transfer station was caused by batteries, according to a city official. The June 4th fire happened in a trash container outside the city's transfer station. An investigation found that the source of the blaze was lawn cutting machinery, a lawn tractor, with batteries still attached. Fire Chief Joshua Kablowski said, "The crushing of batteries in the compacting process resulted in the inevitable fire, which was able to spread quickly, making the fire suppression difficult. Damage was significant." Another recent trash hauler fire happened on May 30th. That trailer was inside the transfer station at the time of the fire. In that incident, since the container was able to be removed from the building, there was little structural damage to the transfer station building. The May 30th fire was because of the improper disposal of flammable or combustible items. The City of Livingston said in a statement, "Saturday's incident was a great reminder that all chemicals, coals, cigarette butts, and other flammable and combustible items should be properly disposed of outside of the normal waste streams." Livingston Public Works assisted with dismantling the refuse and dumping the trailer during fire operations. The transfer station's over-the-scale solid waste drop-off area has been closed as a result of the two fires. Currently, there is not an estimated reopening date, but the city is accepting, in a separate area, oil and antifreeze in appropriate tanks, green waste, and compost. The James Beard Awards, the restaurant industry's annual honors, sometimes called the Oscars of the food world, were bestowed last Monday night in Chicago, and the best bakery in the nation, the James Beard 2026 Award winner for Outstanding Bakery, is Wild Crumb in Bozeman, Montana. The James Beard Award is one of the highest honors in the culinary world, and Wild Crumb Bakery in Bozeman has now been recognized on the national stage. Wild Crumb was founded 13 years ago by co-owners Lauren Heemstra and Carolyn Schweitzer and produces artisan bread and pastries on Bozeman's northeast side. Wild Crumb's James Beard Award win is the first James Beard Award for Montana. The James Beard Outstanding Bakery category is that of a baker of breads, pastries, or desserts that demonstrates consistent excellence in food, atmosphere, hospitality, and operations. Wild Crumb was named the winner of Outstanding Bakery, beating four other nominees from across the nation in Wisconsin, Alaska, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Congratulations, Wild Crumb Bakery, on your win of the 2026 James Beard Award for Most Outstanding Bakery in the Nation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.